And now to Cleveland and to Karen Schaefer, a reporter with member station WCPN. Karen, tell us, please, the electricity, I take it, is largely back on. What's happening in Cleveland?
Well, the electricity was turned back on this morning, largely, but just as power was being restored, First Energy Corporation announced that it was starting rolling blackouts. This is an Akron-based utility that's the largest electricity provider in northern Ohio, and these blackouts are affecting about 125,000 customers at a time in Cleveland and in surrounding counties. Now, the reason for the blackouts is that the group that coordinates transmission in the Midwest says if the electrical load isn't reduced, the grid could conceivably crash again, as it did yesterday.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, there have been very big problems with water, and I take it also with sewage there in Cleveland. What's happening there?
Well, indeed, there have been problems with water. At the height of the outage, more than 1 million people had no water in their homes or businesses. But water is running again today in Cleveland, although not in all neighborhoods and suburbs. Mayor Jane Campbell says it could be evening before service is restored to most metropolitan customers. Now, the reason for that water outage is that drinking water for Cleveland is drawn from Lake Erie, from a crib about 4 miles offshore, and then it's pumped through the city from four big pumping stations. Obviously, without electricity, those pumps couldn't operate. A similar problem happened at the wastewater treatment plants last night. Two of the plants actually released about 63 million gallons of untreated water into the Cuyahoga River and Lake Erie. But both the sewer district and the Ohio EPA say that's a fairly small spill and not really a health concern. Nonetheless, an EPA official I talked to today said that more bacteria is deposited on beaches by a normal rainstorm. All the same, those beaches are closed for today, and the EPA is recommending that other communities nearby that get their drinking water from the lake test for Cryptosporidium, which is a nasty little parasite that can give you quite a tummy ache.
Karen, have you been out talking to people? How are they holding up?
Well, people seem to be holding up pretty well. A lot of people, of course, did not go to work today. A lot of businesses simply didn't open, either because they had no power or no water. So a lot of folks are treating the day as kind of an added vacation day, and they're doing what they might normally do on a weekend, you know, going to the mall or the movies, heading to park or one of the public pools to cool off. And I know that there were an awful lot of people at one of the popular farmers markets on Cleveland's west side today. It's been open all day and doing brisk business. And I know tonight a lot of folks may be heading to the ballpark to watch the Cleveland Browns take on the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, thanks very much, Karen.
You're welcome.
Karen Schaefer with WCPN in Cleveland.